Couple more tunes for you.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford.
Tyler.
What? What?
Talk about
Nope.
The Instagram.
What is it? The_Martians_NR. See a lot of naked pics.
The_Martians_.
Duh. I need a calzone.
Hey, Jill says she has a honey barbecue wrap for me. She says we sound awesome. We're listening. Thanks, Jill. I can't wait to eat the honey barbecue wrap. Next song. This one's called I Hate Your Guts. This one's for you, Jill.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That one up, Pat Tyler.
Yeah, but
you know, Freddy Fettuccini.
You know, you can't freaking play anything right these days, you know, on the radio.
Why don't you tell the kids about the new CD that's
Why do I have to do everything?
Because you're the singer.
You need to talk about stuff. I'm afraid that I'm going to swear by accident.
No, London, stay no, behind London,
stay
your cage.
Stay Somebody Instagram there. A picture of London behind the glass. I'm not doing it.
Nose goes.
Hey, put your hand up to the
desk. Tyler, no. You're the Instagram
queen.
You're the freaking
He's the
Instagram
drama queen,
queen
of the band.
Huh? London, stop singing. It's Dancing Queen, not Drama Queen, you dummy. So, hey,
Freddy Fettuccini over here.
Hey, let's play the next song.
Hey, a pepperon.
Hey, this one's called,
Can we go to Wendy's after this?
Terry Tortellini, eh? Tony Tortellini.
I need a number eight spicy chicken sandwich Asiago.
Oh, medium with a Sprite.
With a Sprite. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, if you go to Burger King right now, for $9.50, you could get 2 Whoppers and 30 nuggets.
You don't say.
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh, jeez.
Nope.
Is that advertising or no?
Okay.
Oh.
Anyways.
If I ever had the chance to break your heart away. is our last song. I don't want a party. Take it, London.
Thank you very much to the Martians, coming to you live from Studio D on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. Oh my goodness, I'm exhausted. Stick around, we're going to be talking with them some more, but in the meantime, we can rock.
We'll be right back.
And there, that was the most 90s set of Boston rock I have ever played. We just heard from 6L6 with Yeah Right, coming off of their Superstar release on Wonder Drug Records from 1995. Before that was Bullet La Volta with a live version of X Fire, coming off of Gimme Danger. And we started that off with Orbit with Come Inside off of the La Mano EP, also from 95 on Lunch Records. And I am joined by the Martians.
Woo!
Yay! Hey. All right, welcome. You walked around the corner, you sat down. That's awesome.
Nice. It was comfy chairs.
You have comfy chairs.
Everything is good.
Thank you for playing for us. That was an awesome set. Well,
thank you for having us.
That was a very awesome set. And very funny. And entertaining.
Thank you.
No frills, no thrills.
Oh, it was a little thrilling. It was a little thrilling. I will say that.
Sitting at the old edge of the chair.
Nice. You guys said you had a couple of shows coming up. What are they again?
We do.
We're playing at Kodo.
Kodo in Salem, September 18th.
Yeah, Monday, September 18th, we're playing at Kodo.
We're playing Monday
at Kodo.
Yeah. And then the next Friday,
The Gants?
Gants.
And Port City Saints.
Oh, yeah.
And I forget who else. There's one
so
more.
So that's in our freaking Salem, Mass at Akoto.
And what's the other one?
The other one is
in Manchester.
Manchester at the Shaskeen on Friday, September 22nd.
Okay.
Yes, with two bands that are on tour.
Ooh.
Both from Connecticut, The Abductors and PUS.
And Step 13.
Step 13.
Why are you breathing into that?
Don't do that. People are going to get worried.
It's just heavy breathing. Heavy breathing for a heavy band. Yeah. Except for
we're
London.
The heaviest band in punk rock.
Yeah, Crisco's getting pretty fat.
Yeah. It's those buffalo barbecue chickens your girlfriend keeps bringing, yeah.
I have weigh-in next month for the band. If I don't make my weigh, I get kicked out. I need to weigh at least 300 to be
He's got
band.
That stupid little chin strap going, too.
It's not a chin strap. It's just a little goatee, Tyler. You got the stupid little beard going.
Thanks, so. Dude. Thanks.
I can't grow a beard.
Yeah, I know. London hasn't even hit puberty yet.
I have not. I'm 12. I'm 13 in November.
12 years old.
12 years old,
yeah.
With a 31-year-old's
voice.
And
I'm still in kindergarten.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not that smart.
So where else, what do you guys have been doing? Like, how'd you get here?
We drove.
Well, that's good.
From outer space.
We have a flying saucer. We parked outside.
Parked her right outside.
How long have you guys been a band?
2 years,
two
I think.
2 years, yeah.
2 years.
Mm.
We have one CD. It's not that good. We do everything ourselves. We have our friend from high school, Jimmy Corbett, come in and and he we actually record all our
we
music in his basement.
All our music in his basement.
Yeah.
His basement is where all our music is recorded.
Yes. Yeah.
You could believe that.
I'm sure it's luxurious.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. There's a little shower that doesn't work. We just pee in it.
We filmed the music video down there.
Yeah, we filmed the music video.
So you guys are a real band then? You have a music video and a CD?
I wouldn't say a real band.
I mean, it was on an iPhone. We recorded the whole thing
good.
On an iPhone. It actually didn't come out that bad.
It didn't come out that great either.
It didn't come out that bad or great.
Chris, yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, please stop talking.
All right.
Where can people find this not so great music to have for their very own?
It's on YouTube.
YouTube. Bandcamp.
You can come to one of our shows. We'll give you one for free.
Yeah, we usually give things for free at our shows.
Usually give away.
Yeah, we hand out our music videos.
Well, no, we don't. It's impossible.
My uncle wrote AC/DC London.
My dad is AC/DC Crisco.
Daddy Deeds in the Thunder Jeep.
Yeah. I like the Bon Scott picture that's in the bathroom.
Why do you lift your ear thing every time you talk?
No, because I'm deaf. I'm sorry.
Is it because you're self-conscious that you're going to be screaming into the microphone?
Yeah.
Well, what you got to do is you're going to get a wicked close.
Wicked close.
And just heavy breathing.
And breathe heavily.
Oh, I'm starving.
I am hungry.
Well, boys, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what we were doing.
There is a pizza place down the road.
Oh, perfect.
But no before, advertising on the radio.
Not saying which one, not saying how many.
But there is a pizza place.
You are on a college campus,
oh,
after
yeah,
all.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
There's not going to be pizza very far away.
Oh, perfect.
So you are in luck.
I need a pizza.
When we were walking down the stairs,
too many stairs.
There are a lot of stairs here.
You have to go up like 5 flights of stairs to get here.
It's 3.
3.
Whatever, counting is hard.
When you go up the 3 flights of stairs, so we went down the flights of stairs and went out the door. There was a couple people sitting and studying in the lobby.
What else happened?
And Tyler farted.
No, I didn't. No,
dude,
I didn't.
You did wicked bad.
Oh, okay. And it was Crisco, and they're going to blame it on me. That's
farted
cool.
So loud, like the loudest fart I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just because of those
studying,
Big Macs.
And they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, it was the Big Macs.
The Big Macs. Mac.
I
we
might
do prank
have...
calls, too.
Yeah, we do prank calls a lot, yeah.
We're good at them.
That's what we said. We don't even practice. We just sit around and do this.
I can't even remember the last time we had a band practice.
Yeah.
I think you just had it.
Oh, yeah,
I think
yeah,
we just
yeah.
had it on the
yeah,
air.
That's true. That's true. Because yeah. it was terrible.
So this is the Martians. You have been experiencing
You've
the Martians.
You've been abducted by the Martians.
Thank you very much, so guys, for playing on the town.
Thank you for having us.
We hope to hear from you again, you yeah. know, the next time you're in this part of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Did I even set up a CD to play next? No.
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 What are you going to play?
The Whoopee Sticks.
I think Whoa. I'm going to play the Whoopee Sticks, because they played here live last week.
Yeah.
The and they've got good. Some...
We know the Whoopee Sticks.
We
do you?
Support the Whoopee yeah. Sticks.
Fantastic.
We played a few shows with them.
Quite a few. Right.
Quite a few.
Couple two trees.
Couple two trees.
All right.
Couple two trees.
We have lost all control of this interview.
I'm going to hit the trees.
Don't hit nothing.
All right. We got the Whoopee Sticks for you next on the Time with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. Oops.
You're cleaning up his house.
I'm just digging deep into the 90s. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, the spirit has moved me in this direction, and though I'm going to go. We just heard from Buttercup with their song Old World, coming off of their Gold CD that was released on the Spirit of Ore, as in Bobby Records, back in 96. Before that, we heard John Bohaida International Airport with John Francis Pastorius III, coming off of Airport Life from a couple of years ago. The Winter Project was before that with their song Going Home off of their Salt and Misery EP that was released this year, and they are playing at Ralph's on Saturday night if you're around the Worcester area. Before that was Power Slut with Ex-Husband, coming off of their Second Coming CD. Oh, they're playing this weekend, and I managed to close my window that had all my little infos there, so sorry. But look up Power Slut. They're playing this weekend. And we started the set off with Whoopee Sticks with I Don't Want to Be a Person, coming off of their We Are Spunk CD. They played here last week. Were you listening? Because if you weren't and you'd like to check them out, you can go to our archive. We archive all of our shows in their entirety for 2 weeks on the WMFO.org website. So check that out. And you can even tell your friends to check this one out if you're so inclined, and I know you would be. I do. So this weekend there are a lot of shows. There always are, and always it feels like all the good ones all pile up on top of each other, and then you got to make decisions. And if you were like me thinking, wow, that Buffalo Tom is playing on Saturday night at Royale, and they're going to be doing the Let Me Come Over album, pretty awesome. I love that album. And if you don't know it, you should just like go sit down, like go get it, go listen to, like, find it online, whatever you got to do. Go listen to it a few times. Hearing them play it live, I think, will be amazing. This show, I don't believe, is sold out, but it will totally become sold out. So if you have been kind of thinking, I don't know which way you're going to go, let me just play a song for you. Okay, I am going to play one of the songs off of Let Me Come Over. This is Tail Lights Fade. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Quiet time. can't be Dick nor Jesus Christ. Could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
Doing, kids. If you want to come up on stage.